right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The official.
The Novos.
UFM.
UFM.
Oh, welcome to Monday. Team, how are we?
Great.
I've got to say, give him a round of applause. Welcome him back. It's Hamish.
Hamish in the newsroom.
Yeah,
welcome.
Good to be back, guys. Thank you very much.
The team's back together.
How were your holidays?
Oh, they were good. Thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah, 3 weeks. Not nearly enough, but no, I'm joking. No, it's good to be back. It really is.
You look very rested.
Thank you. You've lost weight.
You're a new man.
I have a lot to lose, Jade. A lot of weight still to go as well, too. So, you know, New Year's resolution. See how that one pans out.
Hamish, when you're on holidays, what time do you generally wake up? Because you wake up quite early
I do. I still the body clock ticks in for the first week or so, but yeah, I was sleeping through to about 8, 9 o'clock.
Wasn't it good?
Oh, so good.
Living the life.
Well, welcome back, guys. Thank you, guys. Producer Jackson away today. I just want us all here together for one day.
Well, tomorrow. You don't have to wait too long.
The year officially starts tomorrow.
Hey, do you guys go to church?
I like to try on like main things like Christmas, Easter, those days. But I didn't get around to it.
So you're like a fart in the wind when it comes to religion, Jade.
No, you're in and out. You know what? I still pray at night.
I've heard that one.
Every night, like, you know, I still pray. So
really? Do you get down on your knees?
Not on my knees, but if I feel I need to
clasp your hands together
to talk to God, then I'll just, you know, I'll say Our Father, Hail Mary sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
I was raised a Catholic.
Hamish Crevo, I'm guessing no.
I was raised in a pretty mixed religious child, you know, Jewish and Christian, I still go to church occasionally, yeah.
I visited some on my trip to Europe.
A couple of pictures.
Well, beautiful stained glass and stuff, isn't it?
It is.
Like,
amazing.
If you came to my house, you'd be a little bit freaking out because I've got, like, pictures of, you know, the Jesus and stuff around there.
Jesus and stuff. Very religious.
I'm pretty sure the church would collapse if I walked into one. I find church very boring. I've been a couple of times and it's just like, what a punish.
Not for you.
Can't deal with this. Anyway, there is a church that I'm really interested in going to, right? Over in Ireland, there's like this priest. He is a boss priest. He's done something which I think he deserves a massive round of applause for. I'm going to tell you more next.
Get it from you. This is big.
Exactly. All right, we'll do it after Hootie and the Blowfish for your Monday. Let Her Cry at New FM. It's 6:07. We are live for your Monday with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:11. It's all thanks to McDonald's. Just saying before, guys, church I find very boring.
Not your normal thing.
I reckon I could count on one hand the amount of times I've walked into a church.
How many? Just not religious. Two?
No, three. Maybe.
Game's up.
Soon. On a hand? Yeah.
We're running out of numbers, guys. Five. I reckon 4 times I've been into a church. I do like the architecture aspect of churches.
Oh, they're beautiful. That's one of my biggest things on holidays. I love going to churches around the world.
The boring thing about churches for me are priests. They sit up there. They've usually got really monotonal, droney voices that are very hard to listen to. And I just tune out. I have done fallen asleep at least once.
Surprise, Maddie. You get wine, you know it.
and free biscuits. Free food. I thought you'd be there every week.
Yeah, Holy Communion. Get on it.
We're going to go over to Dublin right now in Ireland. So this priest, love him, right? So when you're a priest, you get very little accolades. You can't really accept presents.
No.
You know, you just live this very simple life.
Mm.
This one priest, right, has received a gift from his entire church. So his followers have all banded together, put some money together, and have brought him an electric scooter.
Oh, so we can get around town.
He's a little doddery old priest, is he?
So, yeah, well, just imagine the full Catholic priest get-up, right? Mm. So the robes, the hat, the everything. And instead of him, you know, trialing this scooter when he finishes his sermon, he decides to ride out of the church with the scooter. So here he is, right? There's like this beautiful Catholic church and he's riding his scooter right down the middle and everyone's just cheering either side of him. I love it. I'm going to put the video up on Facebook. It's very funny.
I love that. What a boss.
Exactly. I would go to that church.
Just to see the
if
spectacle.
If he's riding an electric scooter through the joint, I'm into that. I'm into that.
I want to go to one of those churches over in the States where they're like all like, hallelujah.
Oh, like the God,
gospel type.
Gospel church.
Amazing. I'd love to do that too.
That
actually.
Would be very fascinating.
You'd be into that too, Maddie.
Huh?
I reckon you'd be into that too.
Oh, I think that. Well, it's so exciting.
That's what
the
you
music,
need.
The vibe. Yes, and we're going to Palms, number page 397.
Palms.
Lord Jesus.
Palms
is a gay bar in Sydney.
That's a different reason to be on your knees praying.
Yes.
Oh, we've got a brand new game this morning on offer. Double pass to Reading Cinemas, Charlestown, Crevo. I'll let you introduce this one.
So it's a new game because you guys know I love to travel.
Yes.
That's one of my big things, going around the world whenever I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, let's do a travel-based game. It's called What's Crevo Packing?
Oh, you've got your little bag
there.
Yeah,
I've got
very
a little
nice.
Bag. It's quite stylish.
Do you know?
I like it.
Do you remember
like
the
it.
Cartoon Tintin?
Yeah, of course.
Vaguely.
He travels the world with his little dog.
Yeah, the intrepid reporter.
Yes,
absolutely.
It looks like Tintin's bag that he wears.
Yeah.
Very random.
Anyway, what I've done is I've put something in the bag.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sort of shake it around, and you've got to figure out what it is. Now, often I'm packing, like, quite hardwood. But in this situation, the item that I'm packing is the clue. It includes a soft wood.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh, okay.
Let's have a listen.
So you're packing a soft wood.
Rustle it around in there. It sounds quite soft.
I'm gonna push my hand in there. And
how does it feel?
Give it a squeeze. Give it a squeeze.
Hang on, if I can just. Here we go. I'll just give it a little like rustle, okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh, now I can hear what you're packing.
13:10:09. What am I packing this morning? The clue, of course, this is some soft wood.
Very good. We're taking your calls now. Those free movie tickets, Reading Cinemas, Charlestown, up for grabs. We'll do it next.
The Novos, What's Crevo Packing?
Yeah, we got a double pass to Reading Cinemas, Charlestown to give away. All you have to do, Newcastle, is figure out what Crevo is packing in his bag.
That's right. Now, it's quite a nice bag. Leather, straps, buckles, ooh. You know, that sort of thing. It's quite up
I like the
alley,
sound of that.
Isn't it, Jay?
Yes.
You're so easily turned on, Jay.
Yeah.
Always ready.
To play a game like this. Very fun. I've slipped something in my bag. Now, the clue, of course, that I gave before, often I'm packing hardwood, but this is a soft wood that I'm packing today. Mm. So I'll give it a little rattle around in the old bag.
Okay. Ooh. Interesting.
Mysterious that it is.
Mm.
All right. Shall we take some calls?
Yeah, Matt. How you doing?
Pretty good.
That's good. Well, how was your weekend, buddy?
Oh, pretty quiet.
What's a quiet weekend look for you? Like Netflix on the lounge?
Yeah, just come from a bit of a hangover.
Okay.
Oh, never good. Important question, Matt. One tea or two?
Two.
Oh, good. The only way. It's the only way.
Do people spell it with just one T?
Matt with one T.
Yeah, they do. Spell it with one T. Matthew with one T. I ain't no Matt on the floor.
True.
Is that what you always say?
Yes. Yeah. I've been saying that one for years.
All right. So you've heard. I'll give it. Shall I give Matt one more?
Yeah, give Matt more. Another.
All right. At the end of this, there's sort of a rounded red tip. So what am I packing here this morning? Some soft wood and a rounded red tip.
Oh, there's so many jokes to make there, but I'm going to go with a matchstick.
I'll give you that.
Is he right?
Yes!
You're the man.
It's all yours.
You're the man.
Oh, good stuff, Matt. You're up to Reading Cinemas, Charlestown, mate. Just hold the line for us. What's Crevo packing back tomorrow?
That's right. New game.
Crevo, you grew up in a household without a TV.
That's right.
That was your weird rule, right? Your parents were like, no TV.
No, we don't want that, they said. That was it.
Fascinating.
Do they have a TV now?
They do now, yeah. Yeah, they don't watch it very much.
Right.
It's just there as decoration.
So many questions are just going around my head now. Like, it's just blowing my mind. But 13 10 09, what are the weird rules that you grew up with in your household? Crevo didn't have a TV.
Surely there's other people out there with other weird rules.
Yeah, absolutely. Prizes on offer this morning. If you want to join the show, 13 10 09, it's 25 past 6. We'll cross to Hamish next.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Monday, how are we feeling, guys?
Really good,
very
actually.
Good. I tell you what, we have a great prize on offer at the moment. Need to tell you about this. Rate the Music is live on the website now, newfm.com.au. Mm. On offer, just by doing so, you could win a $500 shopping spree at Westfield Katara.
Oh,
very good.
Amazing. Like, you could even use that. You know, they've got all those rooftop bars and stuff. You could take all your mates out for dinner and drink.
So true. Good. You would think of that,
yes,
wouldn't you?
Of course I would.
You
that's
would.
My go-to.
I was there yesterday and I was having a look around the shops, and there's Bardo, and unfortunately Bardo
on the way out.
So I went into their store and everything's marked down. Everything's so cheap. I would just go in there and just like buy up on
look
the sale.
Look at you sniffing around. How do you find these things?
Do you
out?
Know what was really bad is I went up to the counter. I said, "Oh, look, do you know when the doors are actually closing? Because I'm gonna like hold off until like
the very last minute,
it's so they get slashed even more."
It's almost like Jade can hear the peeling of the red sticker at a sale. Ooh, yes, 3.5 kilometres away, Westfield Katara, Bardo shutting down.
Everything's marked up so much.
You've got a sense of like, when a store is vulnerable, they feel vulnerable. I'm going in.
Really gives celebrity loot a whole new meaning, doesn't it?
Jade, really
the celebrity
does.
Looting stores that are shutting down. But
that.
Yes, $500 takes less than 10 minutes. Head over there and do that now.
But, Crevo, you, my friend, grew up your whole childhood without a TV.
Yeah, it was an interesting thing that we had, like a weird sort of rule in our household. So, there's just no TV.
Were you even so, like when you got a job, you could have used your paycheck to buy a TV. Still not allowed to buy a TV, even though it was with your own money?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd sort of, by the time I was working, I'd left home.
Look at your face, Jade.
It's just sad because you wouldn't have been able to relate to kids at school, like talking about the shows at night. Like, oh, did you see this on Home and Away?
No, nah, there was none of that. I had to, like, go over to other people's places and, like, watch, and I'd be like, shh, to my friends who are trying to play outside. I'm watching the TV.
It's like Crevo was born in the 1960s before they had TVs and the landing of the moon. You're standing out the front of your friend's house looking through the window.
I love how Jade's stroking your arm as well. Very strange. 13 10 09 this morning. We've got plenty of prizes on offer today. What was the weird rule that you had in your house when you were growing up?
Maybe there's someone with something weirder than that. It could be like food related, could be rules, you know, around the, you know, behaviour, that sort of thing. Whatever it is, give us a call.
The lines are open. Call now, right now. Khalid, this is Talk at New FM 6:35 for your Monday. Good morning. Khalid, Talk, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:38. Now, Jade is just shocked and appalled at the moment after Crevo revealed that when he was growing up, he wasn't allowed to have a TV at all in the house.
Bizarre rule.
Weird rule.
Yeah, we had a couple TVs, but the thing is, a weird rule we had growing up was that we weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
That's
no
bizarre.
Simpsons.
I had that exact same rule imposed on my cousins.
Yeah.
I always used to judge them because my mum was like, no problem, 6 o'clock, Channel 10, watch The Simpsons every night.
That's why we had to watch Neighbours, because it was on at that time on the opposite.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure from my memory, because that's the only thing I remember watching, because Simpsons was banned.
My weird rule, right, we had to go to bed at 8:30 on the dot, no later, every single night. And she was
Until
so strict. Oh, quite old, actually, like 11.
Oh, God. See, we used to eat dinner at like 8:30 sometimes or 9 o'clock, so the late night thing was not an issue.
I would be the most laxy-daisy parent.
I reckon you would too.
I wouldn't be imposing rules on my kids. Do what you want, kids.
No, you need discipline and routine.
Auntie Jade's going to look after you for a couple of weeks. You're pissing me off.
Maddie's going on a bender.
Well, you said it.
Or holiday. Take your pick. It's Mick. How are you? Oh, Mick's gone.
See you, Mick. Mick had a great story. He didn't have a running tap when he was growing up. He wasn't allowed to wash.
I don't know how you deal with that.
Is that a joke?
No.
Well, I don't know.
Sounds like one.
He's no longer on the phone, so we don't know.
Hey, Alicia.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining the show.
No worries.
So you had a weird rule growing up?
Yeah, we did. I think it seems to be the same as everyone else. We weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know why.
This is bizarre.
I love how The Simpsons are being treated like an X-rated porn movie. Like, it's just a cartoon, guys.
Yeah, but it was very bad.
The big thing with ours was Bart, you know, switched the letters around. It was Brat, so, you know.
Yeah, no, pretty cool. It was more my stepdad, but I know, like, there was a couple of other kids in my school who weren't allowed to watch it as well. But do you have kids yourself, Alicia?
I do. I've got 5.
And do you let them watch The Simpsons?
Funny old world, but no, it's not on the preference list.
Wow, okay.
No, well, if they're watching it at all, just sort of walk in and go,
it's not as accessible these days, The Simpsons. Mm. It's on quite late, actually. Yeah. Used to be on quite early. Well, there you go. Very good.
Here's a weird twist to wrap this up in a nice bow. That was one of the shows my dad loved.
Really?
Well, secretly, my dad did too, and I'm sure there was a few times that us kids actually caught him
watching it,
but then it'd be like, oh, I'm just flicking through the channels.
It just got caught on this one. The battery ran out.
No, nice one. Thanks for your call.
Well, we didn't have remotes back then, really, so.
Oh, yeah, you had to physically get up and change it on the TV.
That's it. Thanks for your call, Alicia.
Guys, we did throw this up on Facebook, and I have to throw this weird rule out. A lady called Susie commented on there and said, we could only use the back door to go in and out because the front door was for visitors only.
Oh.
That's a weird rule.
That's bizarre.
Very strange.
Isn't it?
Who even thinks of that?
Back door only. So you're either going through the side gate,
yeah,
or you're going in the garage,
yeah,
and then you're going from the inside.
Yeah, back door only. So it's one of those rules some people have, isn't it? Anyway, get fact up next. And this one's about Venezuela, because at the moment, if you want to buy a chicken, their local currency is, I think it's called Bolivar. Bolivar,
yeah,
is the local currency. You need 14 million of them to buy a chicken at the moment.
Jeez.
So there's some weird stuff going on with the
currency.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to tell you all about it in just a minute.
Did you just burp?
No.
Oh.
I was just like, you sort of like a...
like
it sort of sounded like
just
one.
Mortified.
It was me breathing
there.
In air going, oh, all my God.
Right now, Kings of Leon.
Bit loose for a Monday.
Use Somebody, 6:43 with the Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Don't forget as well, Celebrity Loot, $1,000 up for grabs coming up after 7:30. We'll do it soon on UFM. Good morning.
The new UFM.
You're in the home of Newcastle's best music all summer, 105.3 UFM with the Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:53, currently 20 degrees at Waratah, 17 at Shoal Bay.
Now, for the last little while, Venezuela's been in the news a bit because they've got massive, like, shortages over there, and the currency's going crazy. I was telling you before, it takes over 14 million of their local currency just to buy a chicken. Just to give you a bit of a context of how that is, it's about 2 milk crates of cash.
Just for one single chicken.
Yeah, so I've got a picture of it stacked up here.
Holy dooly.
It makes the chicken, they've piled it up next to the chicken, it makes it look like nothing.
Imagine going through Red Rooster there at Waratah and saying, I'd like one hot chook, please, and then passing over $14 million.
Forget about one hot chook. If you want a family feast, you've got to bring the trailer.
Pop the trunk, guys.
Yeah.
Pop that boot.
And then you need security in case you get rolled.
Well, what about if you're Red Rooster? Where do you keep all that money? Like, what you got to build another building at the back to store it all.
Double safe.
Yeah, like
a bank.
You got to build your own bank. Like, it's completely out of control. It is an amazing country, though. There's some fascinating things. For example,
yeah,
it's the country that's had more Miss World winners than any other on the planet.
That's what I was about to say. I knew that one. It's because really they always say, and the runner-up is Miss Venezuela. Like, they always say.
It's always the runner-up as well.
I always hear it.
She's weird.
So I got excited because I knew that fact. I was like, yes.
Trust Jade to know that fact. Also the home to the world's largest rodent, the capybara. Now, have you seen that?
Never seen a capybara, but
they're
it sounds cute.
Things, aren't
really?
They?
It sounds adorable.
Them. No, they're weirdly cute. They're like a giant ferret or something.
A capa, C-A-P-Y-barra. Oh, they're adorable.
They freak me out. They look, do you know what a capybara looks like? A gigantic guinea pig.
Or a long-necked wombat.
That's right. These are meant to be the most friendliest animal in the world.
Yeah, they are. So, like, they get on with all other animals. So there's photos of them on the internet, like, chilling next to alligators, pythons, chickens, anything. They don't care. They'll be friendly with anything.
Aww.
Jade's like, I want a capybara.
I do.
If you really want to treat yourself to some Monday relaxation, Google, like, videos of capybaras swimming in swimming pools.
Oh, they're just too cute. I'd feel sorry if a hyena came and attacked one of those.
Well, luckily, hyenas live on a different continent.
So oh, are they?
You'll never have to worry about that.
Where the hell's Venezuela? South America?
Yeah, right up the very top. So
North America.
South. It's like this. You know the South American continent.
Yeah.
You know that the big mass. It's sort of right in the top, like a little hat on the top there.
Oh.
So there you go. There's your get fact on
Venezuela. Good. Well, the capybaras are safe.
I need to give a get fact for the geography lesson as well. Thank you. Hey, coming up next, Jade, you told us a story on Friday. Kruger and I are both very, very shocked about this. And it involves your sister.
It does.
Gambling and $12,000.
Well, she's not gambling. She's been playing one of those games on your phone, like, you know, like, for instance, Clash of Clans.
$12,000,
a game similar to that. She spent $12,000 on it. And I don't agree with what's going down in the household at the moment because her husband wants her to pay it back. And I don't think she should. And I'll tell you why in a sec.
All right, 6:56. You with the Novos on 105.3 New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Guys, over the weekend, I got angry. I got really angry and disappointed at just human beings out there because you know how passionate I am about Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan Markle, right?
Yeah.
So I was online and I was reading all their comments on Instagram and it is bullying to the next level, just the trolling. And I sat there.
Because of Megxit.
Yeah. So this is because, you know, obviously, if you're not up to date, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have decided to step back as senior royals.
Mm. And I love how you're like, if you're not up to date, if anybody did not know that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are leaving the royal family, call now.
Yeah. But it's,
empty phone lines.
It's terrible. I'm so disappointed in just the bullying that
Do you have any comments there that you can read out that are
Okay, so
suitable?
Let me say here, let me see, there's one here saying, I'm scrolling through Instagram here.
I've seen a lot of different things over the weekend, like the morning shows and stuff, the royal contributors. They're all just so angry.
Yeah, they are.
Harry.
So I don't get it.
Someone said here, you know, she just wants to make more money and she can't do it. So due to her royal duties, she's doing a disservice to her child because of greed. She's also stealing legacy and family for her child. Someone said, for goodness sakes, just go make your money and don't come back. UK taxpayers fed up with the money spent already and you have drained it completely with a kick in the fence for the people of the UK. You should be ashamed.
It's a very sensitive issue, though, over there because, you know, yeah, we are a part of the Commonwealth, but, I mean, when you're over in the UK, the Queen is just the pinnacle of you know, stature. It's like people think they own the Queen. In fact, they almost do. They pay for her. So it's like people get very offended when things like this happen.
But it's honestly, like, I couldn't believe it. So I sat there and I started reporting all the bullying comments.
To Instagram.
Mm. And there's just too many. I started doing it for
just
about
giving up.
5-8 minutes. I was sitting there, I was thinking, this is just gonna like take
you
me forever.
It. You do it forever. But like, what's wrong with people who do this sort of bullying and stuff? Like, who cares if they want to go and live a different life?
Yeah.
Like, do you know, it's not what, like, they don't have the money to visit mum and dad once a year.
Do you know what annoys me though about Meghan and Harry?
What?
They created their own Instagram account. You've got to accept that, yes, it's not great, it's not the right thing, but you're going to be open to criticism and commentary like that.
Yeah, no, but
I mean, if you're looking for privacy, why create an Instagram account?
Because they need that for their platform and what they do for a living.
Do they, though?
Yeah, they do. And people should
like
just
the charity and stuff, you mean?
Yeah, they do. It's their job. And
someone said they're above Instagram, Jade. They're the royals.
No one's above everyone has it. It's a platform of how they can, like, they talk and get the thing out. But the thing is, people just need to stop being so mean and just realize, oh, just let them do what they want to do. You don't need to have it a bit. You know what, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's
a good message. Peace and love. Peace and
peace
love.
Peace and love.
Monday. Good, good. Monday morning. I tell you what, though. Someone that isn't experiencing peace and love at the moment is your poor sister.
Yeah.
After she spent $12,000 on a mobile phone game, and her husband is now saying, you took this from the joint account, you need to pay it back.
Yeah, and I don't think she should have to. I don't think she should have to pay the 12 grand back.
Of course she should.
No.
12 G's,
if
a lot.
If their money's together, then, you know,
it's theirs to lose together, is that what you say?
Basically.
13:10:09 this morning, we have hamper packs for Cinema Under the Stars at Spears Point Park this weekend to give away. Mm. Is it right or is it wrong? Should Jade's sister have to pay the money back?
There are reasons behind it, which I'll tell you a little bit more after this, so it might shed a little bit more light on the situation.
Very good.
Grand, though.
We'll do it after Pink. Who knew? With the Novos, 7:08 for your Monday. Good morning. Live across Newcastle for your Monday morning on 105.3 New FM, 7:12. Pink, who knew there, Jade?
13:10:09, if you want to weigh in on this, because my sister spent 12 grand behind her husband's back, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. Sneaky.
On a game on her phone. So something similar to Clash of Clans she was playing. I play Clash of Clans. I can't remember her cool game she was into, but very similar. And so 12 grand over a period, though, of about a year and a bit. So she was just, you know, going to the joint account every now and again and, like, withdrawing, you know, transferring some money and going, okay, I'll spend this on my game. But she was using it as an outlet because she hasn't really been happy. So,
well, within her marriage?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just in herself.
Just in herself and, you know, her life. So I can understand that for her, she was using it as an escape and it was making her happy. Mm. So that's why I don't think she should have to pay the 12 grand back.
Question. Is your sister and her partner or husband loaded? Like, do they have heaps of money?
They're not millionaires.
It's over $200 a week. Would they even notice that?
Wow. $200 a week.
Well, over a year, that's 10 grand, so it's even more.
Well, they have their own business and, like, she earns all right money, I believe. She's an occupational therapist, so.
Okay. Yeah, so she's, that's probably not out of control. Like, in terms of spending for their
for what they can budget, yeah.
I mean, is that, like, they got kids and stuff? Or?
No kids.
Okay.
Oh, well, he does, but they're out of home now. They're over 18, so he doesn't have to pay child support, I don't believe, anymore.
Of course she needs to pay it back. Of course she does. I mean, how would you feel if Ben just took $12,000 out of a bank account and didn't tell you?
You know what? I'm quite understanding.
And what would happen if you did it?
If he explained the reasons as to why, and obviously there's more of a problem going on in his life, I'd be like, well, you know what? I'd say, you know what? I'm disappointed. I'm not angry. But let's, you know, get you right and let's have the conversation and find out, you know, why you did what you did. I think that's communication is how you're going to solve an issue. I think punishing someone even more when they're not in a good place, well, and going, really pay back the 12 grand.
It's not really punishing, Jade. It's just asking for the money back. And what's so...
But the thing is, to me, in my opinion, I'm married. My sister's married.
Yeah.
Our money is all together.
Of course, so, and that is my very point.
What's yours is mine. So I think, well...
Like, where are you paying it back from?
Exactly. At the end of the day, because all the money goes together.
See, my angle is that very point that you just said. Yes, you are married. Yes, you are sharing money. Where's the mutual respect for the other half who has probably put just as much money in as her? I think that's really disrespectful. If you're putting your money together, then you should, you know, that shouldn't happen.
I mean, I don't know. The only way to pay it back out, like, is if they like breaking up, and then she has to pay it back afterwards. Like, that's not. I don't think that's the path they want to take. By the sounds of it,
no.
They just want to try and sort it out.
So I don't think she should be. I think he should be a little bit more understanding, personally.
Depends if they want to keep the relationship together. Really,
what would you do, Crevo?
If Emmy,
could you flip it if Emmy spent 12K, especially when you're renovating? You know, doing these things in your life.
Because I'm usually pretty calm, but I might be upset and feel, like
a bit betrayed?
Yeah, a bit deceived or something, especially if it had been secretly. You know, because like, obviously, you know, just
I don't know if it was a secret, though, but if she's got access to the account and she was transferring, you know, $20, $30.
It'd have to be like 20 or 30 a day to make it happen.
Imagine what she could have purchased with $12,000.
But I almost want to say to my sister, why don't you go like through the banking records and double check all these amounts? Because I reckon he's just being a little bit dramatic and just going, oh, I've gone and checked everything. You've spent this amount. And he's just done a rough estimate.
Either way, it's a heap of money. And I feel like they might need like financial counselling. That's a thing. Where couples learn about, you know, dealing with their money a bit better.
I love how she spent the money and he's the bad guy for going through the bank statements. Double check what he's done. He could be making it up.
It could be 11,000.
I just, you know, sometimes some people can be a little bit more dramatic and, you know, overemphasize their point to make someone feel.
Do you know who that reminds me of? You and I. Would you agree with that statement?
You are
Crevo?
A little bit dramatic. So were you.
So were you.
All right, you two. I know it's a Monday. Let's keep it civil, shall we?
Yes. 7:17. Love it or loathe it. Up next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
Yeah, it's time to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. Only one rule, as always, of course, no fence sitting allowed. And today we're talking stealing partners.
Stealing.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say loathe
it.
Loathe it.
So stealing another person's boyfriend or girlfriend?
So I'm going to put the scenario to you, right? You see someone out, you're single. There's, you know, there's something there. You're looking at each other from across the room. There's electricity in the air. You can feel it. But then the partner walks up. They're still not really into it. You can see that, you know, there's something going on there. Would you do it?
No.
What? No, Maddie. So, obviously, this happened to you over the weekend.
No.
Oh, really?
But what's this smirk?
No. Why are you going red?
It's not, shame. It's not me.
Do I need to get the shame bell out?
Tell us the story. Come on. There's got to be a story behind
this.
Come on,
Maddie. Just own up. Fess up. Come on.
Okay, so I was in Sydney on the weekend, and this may have happened to me.
Did you steal the partner?
So you stole someone else's partner?
He gave me the number.
Maddie.
I'm not going to act on it.
Don't.
I just wanted to, just, you know, test the waters here. But clearly I'm being judged, so.
Don't act. All you can do.
Imagine if someone did that to your partner. Imagine if your partner did that.
Yeah.
You'd be so upset. We'd never hear the end of it
for a year. I could see them bickering and fighting, though.
No excuse. Yeah, you don't know what's going on in their relationship.
Here's a question.
Okay.
Do you have any of them on Facebook?
No, just the phone number. Should we ring them? imagine
you gotta wait. You gotta wait until they're out of the relationship.
Yeah.
Well, I said to him, I'm like, just message me. So I kind of implied that was implied that, you know, maybe when he's sorted his stuff out and, you know.
Yeah. If they ever message you, the first question you gotta ask is, are you still in a relationship? And if they say
I'm
no.
I'm not a cheater.
Okay, good.
I would not want them to cheat on their partner. I'm just like, is it okay to swoop in and take them?
No, it's just as bad.
You got
no, it's...
Yes, it is.
How is?
It's not as
it
bad.
It's just as
you're
bad.
You're home-wrecking. You're a home-wrecker. You home-wrecker.
What do you mean?
That's what...
There ain't no home-wrecker. This guy initiated it. Yeah, it wasn't me.
It doesn't mean you've got to have the morals and do the right thing and be like, no, I know you're in a relationship. This can't happen until you're single. Because bad karma's coming your way.
Jade, as if you've never flirted.
No. You're talking a different thing. Yeah. You're saying that don't try and put words in other people and flip it. Nah. I'm not using that on me.
Yeah, you just got to wait until they're single. That's the only thing
you
can do.
Well, look, there you go. I won't tell these anything anymore. Jeez.
No, you've got to share.
You've got to share. I'm proud of you because at least we can put you on the straight and narrow.
Oh, I was never going to act on it. Anyway, too much. Anyway, moving on. Celebrity loot up next. Yeah. We've got $1,000 to give away. Five voices, newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
That's right, and it's Clue Week this week as well, I believe.
Is it?
Well, do you know what? Do you know what?
Is it Clue Week?
That's what I heard.
Weekend?
We made that decision.
Did we?
I think so.
I was out of it.
Do you know what? We've got meetings all week, getting in trouble probably. We might as well push the boundaries. Give away a clue. We're already in trouble. We'll play next if you want to have a crack. 13 10 09 and UFM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
UFM.
3, 2, 1.
$1,000 up for grabs with Celebrity Loot, guys.
Yes, all you need to do to walk away with that money is identify these five celebs.
My mom. Surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
13 10 09. If you know who any of those celebs are, give us a call now. And
God, that nearly blew my eardrums out.
Yeah, it was pretty loud.
Oh yes, actually, we need to talk about this. Very exciting in here because DJ Mike's just walked in with some coffees. HappyMobileCafe.com.au. They're back.
Yay. Carl and Benny, the best baristas in town.
They've got They've actually got a new trailer. I saw on Instagram yesterday.
Thank you.
Oh, I've been waiting. First one in like 6 weeks, I reckon.
Yeah. If you ever see the Happy Mobile Cafe, try their coffee. It is the bomb.
It's beautiful. Very, very nice. Celeb Loot up next. Call now if you want to play. We'll do it after. Hey Leonardo, Blessed Union of Souls at New FM. Good morning.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars.
No sale,
no charge.
I've just got
to know those.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Celebrity.
Yeah, brand new year, brand new decade, which means brand new voices for Celebrity Loot. All you have to do is identify these five voices.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
Putting it out there, it's not Meatloaf. I know it says Meatloaf, but it's not him.
It's someone else saying Meatloaf.
Incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au. Don't waste your guess. Make sure you go have a look at them, guys.
Morning, Joe.
Morning.
Hey, I heard you had a late night at work.
Yeah, I did. I just finished.
Oh, happy days.
Do you start if you're finishing now?
11 o'clock.
Oh, that must be hard.
It's not great.
Oh, you're polite. You're very nice, Joe. I like you.
What would you do if you won this $1,000 this morning? Would you still go home and sleep or would you have a party?
Well, I don't think I'm going to win the $1,000 because I've only got an idea about one of them, but we'll
okay.
see how we go.
Okay, well, right. there's still a little prize up for grabs if you can get one of them. Who do you think the voices are?
I think the first one might be Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is not correct.
Sorry, Joe.
Don't worry.
Are you working tonight?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good luck.
She is now.
Right. I'll think of you before I go to bed. Like, oh, Joe's at work now. I'm
thanks,
sleeping.
Thanks, Joe. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars, get cash for your car today.
What's the goss up next? And, guys, if you haven't heard, Gwyneth Paltrow, she's got her own TV show on Netflix now.
Really?
And this thing, I'm actually very angry about it.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to fill you in on all the details in just a minute.
Excellent. It's 7:40. You with the Novos at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Now, usually producer Jackson takes this, but he's away, so I'm sorting it out today. You guys know Gwyneth Paltrow, of course.
Yes.
She's got her own TV show on Netflix, and I'm very angry about it.
Why?
Does she really? What's it about? What is it?
Well, it's called The Goop Lab, and you know she has this thing on this website where she sells basically trickery to innocent people.
I've heard some of her dodgy products.
Yeah, it's all dodgy products, okay. right? So just to give you a context of some of the stuff she has for sale, she had like a little holiday gift guide, which you might think, oh, there's some nice things, stocking stuffers, that sort of stuff. One of the items in there was what she called a moisture stone, which was just a round rock she had on there for $65.
Yeah,
apparently that's... you keep it in a room to attract moisture. That's just made up and it makes me cross.
Right? I love that she's got a TV show flogging this stuff yeah. as well.
So that's basically what it is. She's just rattling off her products.
Essentially, and just giving her philosophy of made up science. This makes me cross. I've got more for you here. She also is selling a cat tower. You know those little cardboard things cats climb up and scratch on?
Yeah.
$950. It's daylight robbery.
What's it made out of?
It's just cardboard and a bit of, like,
so it's not even a proper tower, like
well,
a cat tower.
That's what they're usually made of, like lots of cardboard stuck together. It's just that's a normal cat tower. This winds me up, sorry. She's also got on there...
look at you go.
...a restraining arts kit. Now, I'm a little bit confused. I don't know what this is about, but it's basically various leather straps in a box.
Interesting.
Anyway, that is going for $1,350.
Wow.
Sort of like buckles and things. I don't know.
Do you know what makes me sick?
They look like bracelets or something.
Is she, she's still really popular. She must be.
Yeah,
like,
course.
I know she was in the Marvel things and she was married to Chris Martin, but other than that Marvel movie.
I thought you'd love Gwyneth Paltrow, Jade.
To be honest,
not.
I'm not a big fan of all of her films.
Do you know what, though? What makes me angry about this? I hate a greedy celebrity. Like, you've already got so much money. Why do you need to take people's last pennies away from them that probably really can't afford these
stuff? She must really believe in it.
I think she's a scam artist and it upsets me. I don't care if you blatantly sell expensive things. Like, if you're like Kanye West and you're selling jumpers for $500, good on you. Right? That's fine. It's a jumper. Everyone knows what it is. But when you're making up stuff like a moisture stone, kid stuff.
I feel like she's teamed up with Marie Kondo, right? Just selling absolutely pointless junk.
There's a candle on there that says...
that's right. It smells like her lady parts.
Her lady bit.
What?
She said there's a candle that is selling for $75 and it's labelled, "This smells like my...
lady parts."
Yaha.
All right, and here's one just to wrap it up. She's got a set of earrings with about six amethysts on there. You know the little purple stones you get from, like, the geography shop or whatever it is?
Yep.
$43,000.
I just don't know
what
to
make of this. I'm still reeling from the candle, guys. Just got to say, what the hell is that?
I've never seen you spring from your chair in disgust at anything before, Maddie, but you are now.
I'm upright.
Fully upright.
I'm standing.
So what you're saying is we shouldn't buy those candles for your next birthday, Kate?
Definitely not.
All right. Damn, I'll cancel.
I don't think I'm the desired customer for that, to be quite honest.
Just quickly, her net worth is $60 million. So
this is purely ripping off the vulnerable and innocent, and it makes me furious.
Tax dodge, maybe? I don't know.
I'm off her now. I used to like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, her actual business, though, Goop, is worth $250 million.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Greedy.
Holy dooly.
Ring the shame bell for me, Jade.
It's worse than greedy.
Shame. It preys on the innocent.
How much is the amethyst thing worth again?
$43,000.
Okay, so not necessarily preying on the, you know, the vulnerable, more like the rich and stupid in this case.
Yeah, basically, you know, she's ripping off her own kind.
But everyone else, yeah.
Her own breed. Let's wrap it up there, shall we?
Thanks, Crevo. Right now, brand new stuff from the weekend. This is called Blinding Lights. Rate the music now, newfm.com.au at 7:54. Good morning. The weekend, Blinding Lights, brand new stuff for him at 105.3 New FM. It's 3 minutes to eight, Jade.
If you want to win a South Pacific cruise, call now, 131009. It will get you on the standby list. You could be on the Carnival Splendor in a matter of weeks, really.
Excellent. Yeah. The lines are open. It's a final week as well to get your name on this list, so be vigilant.
If you've been thinking about it, this is the time.
Very good. Three lines ringing. Excellent. We'll do it next in UFM after the news with Hamish.
Call Hello World Travel or Cruise Travel Centre today to find out how you can save up to $900 per cabin with Carnival Cruise Line. Visit the teams in store today. Cast away to paradise with UFM's 105 Days of Summer.
I feel like I'm on a tropical island right now. It'd be fun. You guys would be fun to go to a tropical island with.
Thank you. I know I would be.
I'm a delight.
I'm owning it. I'm great. I'm a barrel of laughs.
Imagine if we did take a holiday together. How interesting would that be?
It'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Let's do it.
On Friday night, we did frozen margaritas at my place.
Oh, it's
put me in a tropical mood. I want to go on a tropical holiday.
You know, there's nothing that makes you want to go on a holiday more than when you make homemade pina coladas.
Oh,
pina colada. That. It's really just the epitome of a holiday drink.
You know, I've never made cocktails at home.
Haven't you?
Ever.
Oh, it's fun, Dave.
Jade's too busy on her $5 bottles of Whispers wine.
Did you know the price has gone up?
$5.50
now. Aldi?
Well, yep. How much is it?
$5.50 instead of $3.50 or whatever it was. $3.99. It's gone up. I was spewing. No. I created a whole...
whole thing.
Whole audacity.
Yeah, anyway, if you want to win, this is your chance. You've got last week to get on the standby list for this.
Yes, Gabby.
I was just going to say, book your next Carnival Cruise getaway, Newcastle's largest holiday and cruise expo, and receive up to $200 onboard credit per cabin. January 19, NEX Newcastle.
Gabby! Hey, Gabby!
Hey, guys!
Welcome! How was your weekend? What'd you get up to?
Oh, man, my weekend was awesome. I have made a batch of burnt white chocolate ganache. Like, it's meant to be burnt, so that's pretty good.
Why is it meant to be burnt for?
It caramelizes it. So you make, like, this really rich caramel out of white chocolate, and then you mix cream into it, and I'm going to put that onto a cake.
Oh, wow.
Gabby.
Oh, a ganache. I know what that is now.
Not a ganache, ganache.
Yeah, ganache.
Gabby, you need to bring us some cake. Can you make us a cake one time? We'll happily accept it. That sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah? We'll have a deal. You guys give me the cruise, I'll give you the cake, and we're all sweet.
Well, that's not a fair trade, is it?
Do you make wedding cakes and stuff like that? Because it sounds like it's a pretty hectic cake.
To be honest, I've got my birthday coming up, so I was like, I'm going to make my own cake for my birthday rather than have to pay for it. So we'll see if it works. It sounds pretty cool, though. It's got whiskey in it and ginger and spices and, you know, like caramelized
white
chocolate.
Like we said, you can make us a free cake and we'll give you Radio Gold each day.
How about salivating.
I feel bad
that
for you.
Sounds pretty good, yeah.
Because why do you have to make your own cake? Can't someone buy you one?
Good question.
Point too. I guess bad negotiator again, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Gabby.
Yes. Well, Gabby, we'll try and get you something. We'll give you a prize on your birthday.
When's your birthday, Gabby?
I'm having my party on Sunday.
Oh, really? So.
How old are you turning?
31.
31. Wow. Very good. Well, do you know what? We'll give you a prize anyway. We're going to give you a bottle of Hunter Valley wine for your birthday, Gabby. And you're on the standby list. Yes.
Yay. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Imagine winning that cruise and then you can go on there and eat all the cake you want.
Oh, I would love that. I've never been on a cruise. I'm thinking this is like well overdue.
It is well overdue. You're in the draw. That's all we can do for you, though.
Yeah.
Very good. Well,
got to be in it to win it. Thanks, guys.
Exactly. No worries, Gabby.
It's my motto.
How dare she take that? I forgot that you had copyrighted that.
I came up with that on my original set.
You guys are giving me crap because I wasn't entering competitions all holidays trying to win stuff. And, like, see, good old Gabby, you got to be in it to win it.
Jade, nobody takes it as far as you, though. You're the next level.
Got to be in everything. To win it all.
You sent something through on Facebook to our little group this morning, Jade, and it really annoyed me because there was kind of a smugness behind it. Now, I know it was only a message with no text attached, but I just know you so well, I can feel the vibe of the message.
Yeah, okay.
The message was, about a news story, a boss in the UK is giving his non-smoking employees an extra 4 days' worth of leave per year.
Mm-hmm.
What's behind that, Jade?
Well,
you got something to say, Dale?
You know, you do smoke, but in all fairness, you do take your smoking break after the show.
Mm.
I haven't been timing them lately, but you know, sometimes...
Jade's out there with a little stopwatch.
Have you actually been taking notes?
No.
Get out your diaries and prove it.
Confused him. I smiled and winked at the same time. He doesn't know.
What to believe.
Wow. That's a new low.
It's baffled Maddie.
He's confused. No, but
I think it's a load of BS, though.
No.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Because smoking.
Load of crap.
There's
4 days worth
there's
of
a couple of other
stupid
people who smoke in this building, and they're always out there having a smoke.
No, who
cares? People like myself and Crevo who don't smoke, who put in the extra all the time, aren't getting the extra breaks that you guys are.
Hard done by, Jay.
We deserve the extra holidays.
We do.
Tell you what.
Damn oath.
Do you think the people who aren't on Facebook should also get extra days of leave because of the amount of time that people spend on Facebook?
Quite possibly.
I reckon. Yeah.
Or entering competitions on work time.
Or drinking coffee.
No, I disagree.
Smoking only. Depends. Let's keep it to that.
13:10:09. Let's save the chat. Coming up next, we want your thoughts. Should smokers... Non-smokers get an extra 4 days worth of leave each year. Let us know your thoughts. Prizes on offer. We'll do it after One Republic. Counting Stars at New FM. Counting Stars. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. A bit of a dilemma. Maybe close to an argument in here, the studio here at the moment. So, boss in the UK, right?
Yeah.
Is giving his non-smoking employees an extra 4 days worth of leave every single year.
Hey.
What an absolute farce. And Hamish just brought up a very good point. And he was like, well, you know, does the boss need to give extra leave for people who waste time on Facebook or make a coffee? And I tend to agree with you, Hamish, because it's 100%
right. Apples
and
oranges. Nah. One's
you like- know what, Maddie? You're digging a hole because it sounds like you do no work. You're always making coffees. You're always on Facebook and you're always having to smoke.
Can we have a couple of weeks extra, if I think
it'd
be fair?
I want more than 4 days.
See, people are hypocrites. People are hypocrites.
Let's take December off, right, Jade?
Jade, you left work at 9:10 the other morning.
Because I get on my work and it's called being efficient. If all your work's done...
Yeah, why not?
See you later.
No, that is dead set.
Don't mix other things into this.
Yeah, trying to make yourself look like an angel.
Keep it on top.
I am.
No, but this isn't a dig at just you, Maddie. This is at all smokers. I do believe that if they are taking the extra breaks throughout the day, then I think the people like myself and Crevo and the non-smokers out there represent, we should get extra
what
days
What things
off.
Do you do here that you shouldn't do during work hours? Because you do. Don't tell me you're Miss Innocent. You just work.
I'm an angel.
In all fairness, though, we're sort of out of this exception, though. Because we need to be on social media for our job. So you can't argue
in
that
fact,
point.
We should be paid more for that.
We should, actually.
13:10:09, should smokers get less leave than their non-smoking counterparts? Let's go to the phones.
Kev, how are
you? Kev, hello.
Yeah, how you going?
No, we're good. We're really good. I believe you've just had a smoke. Are you smoking now?
Well, I was.
Okay.
I work at Central Waste at Western.
Yeah.
and we tend to have a few breakdowns during the day. So as soon as the line drops, I'm lighting up the coach.
Straight on it. Straight on the cancer sticks. Now, do you reckon you should be having the same amount of leave? Do you reckon non-smokers should get more time off because you're wasting time?
All the same, mate. We're all equal, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I disagree, Kev.
Kev, I love you, but I disagree.
Do you know what, Kev? Aren't we just hard done by enough as it is?
I
mean,
I think we are.
We're like the lepers of society. I'm not condoning it because yes, they are bad, and I'm trying to quit. But we're just the lepers of society. We're pushed into the corner and just told to go away. It feels bad.
I'm hearing you, bloke. I'm hearing you.
Yeah. I love your work, Kev. Thank you very much for your call. Next caller.
Helen, how you doing?
Hey, Helen.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So where do you sit on this issue?
Well, I actually used to smoke.
Yeah.
So I used to actually go out all the time and smoke. It doesn't worry me. I just think, you know, like, we chose to, the people that choose to smoke, the people that don't, that's, you know, that's just up to them.
That is true.
Looking after their health. So
you...
But I'd probably say that I actually probably make more coffee now than going out to smoke.
And do you know what? I feel like it's a petty co-worker that's having a whinge about someone going out for a cigarette for 5 minutes.
I love you, Jade, but I have to sort of be on Maddie's side. I know that you do your work and you finish early, but Maddie does his work as well, so...
Yes, thank you, Helen. Yeah.
Come on, Helen.
Don't you want to cut?
I love you too, Helen, but I disagree.
Don't you want more time off? Being a non-smoker, being on the...
You're not a smoker anymore. Come on my side.
I just have to be on both sides, but yeah, I do agree with Maddie. He still stays back to finish some stuff, so if he goes out for a ciggy, so be it, as long as he's doing his best. That's the way. Yeah, but he holds me up because he goes out there and all of you, because he doesn't smoke or drink coffee. He holds me up, she says, Helen.
So I can't get out earlier than what I can because he's out there having cigarette breaks, so it delays my day.
Alright, well maybe he just has to go out before you're ready to leave.
It's got to be a team player, Maddie.
5 minutes before you're ready to leave. Down out to you and get back in.
Helen, come on. She is the definition of a smart ass.
But we love her for that reason, don't we?
Oh, I love you,
Thank
Helen.
Thank you for your call, Jade.
Thanks, Helen.
Thanks for joining the show.
It all comes out.
Look how
wound
up he is.
guys, coming up next, Jade.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
Okay, so you know how I am a bit of a bad cook? Well,
yep.
Some would say one of the worst.
Well, I actually killed my husband's microwave at work because of my cooking.
He broke someone else's microwave.
Yes.
This is even worse.
I need to hear about this.
Can't wait.
I'll tell you what happened.
8:21. You with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, Crevo. Good morning.
Hey.
Tones and I with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. This is 105.3 New FM. It's 8:28. Jade, you've screwed over your husband's microwave at work. How? Why?
Yep.
What happened?
Okay, so I'm Newcastle's worst cook, and I own it proudly. I'm not in denial. I am. Okay, we all know this. And I've been struggling to cook rice now for about, a good 3 months? One of our mates at Pickleball, Tony and Bailey, they gave us
a rice cooker.
They gave me a rice cooker. I still can't master it. Now, I cooked rice for the butter chicken recipe that I had out in the jar the other night. And I'd managed to overcook the rice in the rice cooker to the point where it became like one whole molecule. Like it congealed that much that it...
I just don't get it.
I know. I don't get it either. Otherwise,
It's like you're allergic to cooking.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's my cross to bear in life. And the thing is, Ben just keeps on encouraging me, you know. He's like, you can do it. And I'm like, no, I can't. And I think hopefully this has done it. So I killed his microwave at work because...
How? Why?
Well, because we put the overcooked rice. He thought, I said, Ben, I'm really sorry. You don't need to take that to work. He's like, no,
Go to work with nothing.
But don't take this to work. I've got nothing for lunch. So, bless his heart, he put it into the container with a bit of butter chicken. And on his lunch break, he's put it in there. And at the same time as on his break, I gave him a call. Mm. And then we're having a chit-chat, and he's just like, damn it! And I was like, what? What's going wrong? He's like, it's your fault. Oh, I said, what?
Like, what's happened?
And he's like, the rice has just exploded in the microwave.
You had it wrapped in foil, didn't you?
No, it wasn't wrapped in foil. So he's hung up on me. I'm thinking, what have I done? So it turns out the rice exploded. He reckons it's because it was so watery and congealed as like a whole like cube in the container that the water and the moisture has like gone throughout the microwave, like through the holes, and killed it.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, because he's like, it just won't work. After that moment he cleaned it out, it just won't work for anyone. It's dead, completely killed, done.
This is like the real life version of when someone goes, oh, I'm gonna break your camera, I'm so ugly.
Yeah.
This is like, my cooking's so bad it'll break your microwave.
It'll kill your microwave. But he reckons it's just because the water and everything, like, just...
I'm in total shock.
Just... And it's gone throughout the whole microwave.
Can I give you a tip, Jade?
Yeah.
Because you seem to get by with most dishes. You have issues with, like, just certain types of food... Rice being the first and foremost one you have problems with. Stop being such a tight ass and buy the microwave rice that you tear the side of it, you microwave it for 90 seconds and it's perfect every time. It's only $1 a pouch.
I might have to.
It saves your time. Actually, the dish is beautiful.
It's even to the point I've actually thought about just going to Raj's on Beaumont Street and just buying the rice on the way home.
It would only cost you a couple of dollars, wouldn't it?
Mm.
For the pain it causes her life.
I can't believe this is months later. It's still going.
It's still going.
I thought a rice cooker would be the end of it.
Nah, problem still not. And I don't understand because the water overflows in the rice cooker, so...
You're putting... Well, there's too much water in there, I'm thinking.
Well,
it's
you know what?
It's never meant to overflow.
Well, there you go, Jay.
Poor Benny. So poor now Benny. Their whole
Does
workplace...
Does he have to buy a new microwave?
No, he said, oh, I don't know
Did
why it's not
them?
Working.
Did he tell them? Or they're going to find out now.
And then it was really bad because it wasn't worked in Bite. One of the guys from his work brought it in and he was devastated.
It's not even the company property. It's some poor guy.
He had a spare one. He's like, oh, I'm really sad that's died. I had some memories of that microwave.
You need to replace the microwave, Jade. You need to replace it.
Well, no, their workplace is buying them an actual one now.
Yeah, even Kath on the live stream has just said, just buy the rice pouches for the microwave, Jade. Lol. Yeah. Not that hard.
I think it's going to be a thing
I think
from
even
now on.
You might be able to stuff that up, though, at
well,
this rate.
You know my chicken creamy stroganoff that I'm not too bad at making? I've decided to go with the pitcher on the packet and make it with pasta. So...
No more rice.
No more rice.
You'll never eat it again.
Gosh. Coming up next, Creever, I am so looking forward to this. You've got some tips for the Duchess and Duke. Wait, what do you call them? Duchess.
Yeah, they're technically, yeah, the Duke
of Cambridge.
And Duchess of
Sussex.
Sussex, yeah. Wow. So Meghan Markle and Harry, they've obviously moved out of home, basically. I've got some tips for them because they need it. You know, they're basically newlyweds out of the house for the first time.
Oh, I can't
for Harry,
for
it would
Very
be.
Good. Yeah. It's 8:33 with the Novo's News Time next with Hamish. Good morning. Live across Newcastle for your Monday morning, this is 105.3 New FM with the Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. You've got some helpful tips now for the world's newest free couple,
That's Harry
and Meghan.
Harry and Meghan, obviously they've always been living at home.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first move out as a young couple, it's always a bit daunting because there's a lot of new things that you've got to get your head around, you know. Doing the laundry, cutting the grass, that sort of thing. Because when you get your own place, you don't realise it, but there's a lot of extra tasks involved.
Yeah, just keeping the place tidy in general
is a really good
it's
thing.
It's so interesting though, isn't it? Obviously, Meghan has the advantage in this situation. She's obviously the superior of the two when it comes to living out of homes.
The older woman.
Harry, first time ever, I'm sure, that he's ever been away from the royal family.
Mm. That's right. And, you know, when they were at home, they would have had people doing things for them.
Butlers.
So that's right. But now they'll have to do everything themselves. So I've got a couple of tips for them about also how to stay on a budget for a young family who's just moved out of home for the first time.
I love this.
First tip, shop the specials. So this is important when, you know...
Oh, I can help him in this department.
Yeah, when Megan or Harry goes, maybe it'll be Harry, goes down to do the supermarket run, it's important you can know when that person goes around with the reduced for quick sale stickers.
Yep.
So that way he can nab, like, a hot chook for $5 yep. instead of $10.
And he's got to know where the, you know, the bargains are. So there'll normally be an aisle or a particular, like, shelf in that section, and that's where you hone in on.
That's right. Shop all the specials. That's my first tip. The next one is keep a clean house. Now, you mentioned that before, and this is really important when you've got, like, a small place.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have your first home, you know, it's important to keep it clean because it feels bigger then. It feels more spacious and more relaxed. If things are just haphazard laying everywhere, you know, Megan's just dropped all her clothes
on
the floor.
Well, poor Archie could fall over and hurt himself.
That's right.
I feel like out of all, like, general tasks that we do in our everyday lives, cleaning would be at the bottom of the list for them.
They would have never done it.
Like, Harry in particular would never have cleaned anything in his life, I'm sure.
I don't think he would have shined a single shoe even in his life. But he'll have to learn all that.
He will.
That's right. You know, they'll have to buy a broom. They probably don't even own one. You know, a dustpan and brush.
Hot tip, though. You don't want a broom. Just get the vac. Vacuum, quicker, easier.
Oh, they're done. Expensive, you know.
That's
you need
true.
To watch
they
the bottom line.
They've got to watch the budget. You can't just go blow all your paycheck on a Dyson on your first week out of home.
Get the Kmart Dyson.
Exactly right.
No real Dyson.
Here's another tip on the budget side of things. Buy secondhand clothing. You go to, like, your thrift shops and stuff, you know. Salvos, you can get a tie for, like, a dollar if you need to go to a formal event or a job interview, which Harry probably will need to do.
Well, yeah, if he doesn't leave with all his stuff.
That's right, you know.
Good point.
You don't think of these things when you're moving out of home. Another thing you can do, this might be perfect for him, one of the top tips for building up your wealth as a young couple is to get into a trade. So I could see Harry doing, like, plumbing or...
Sparky
electrical apprenticeship. And you do that, and then you've got a better chance at, you know, getting the higher-paying jobs.
Yeah, I'd like to see him work a welder.
Would you?
Yes.
You said that like you find him sexy.
I do find Prince Harry...
Do you really?
Attractive, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what... There's something about him.
A ginger ninja.
Mm.
Bandaging a welder.
Yeah.
Welding away, getting all hot and sweaty. Does it for you, Jada.
Yeah, there's something about him as well. He just seems very manly, masculine.
Well, maybe he'd be good in
being
a tradies
soldier.
Uniform, Jada.
Yeah, switching the guns for the welder.
The other thing... Suddenly, Jade's a bit you're winding your headphone cable around your finger very tightly.
I am.
Oh. Another thing you can do, final thing to earn a bit of extra cash, is get a side hustle. Now, this could be maybe something for Harry or Megan. They could get, you know, maybe get a little lawn mowing business going or whatever in the little place they live in Canada there.
Maybe he'll buy a Jim's Mowing franchise.
Hey, well, they're quite expensive. It's easy just to nip down the shops and buy a Toro or whatever, and then you're in business. Just put up a little sign, you know, Harry and Meg's lawn cutting. That's
an idea.
Right. Doesn't cost much to get started.
No.
They're in business. So there's my top tips for a young couple moving out of home for the first time.
Well, you know what? They could always start off their new venture with $1,000 with Celebrity Loot playing with us, Harry and Meghan, 131009.
Yeah, they're welcome to call.
Five celebs. Call. All you need to do is tell us who they are and the money is yours.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
131009, the lines are open. Give us a call now if you want to win a grand.
It's New FM 852. Good morning.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars.
No sale,
no charge.
I'm just got
to know those.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Celebrity. Loot.
Your chance at $1,000, probably the easiest way to make money. All you need to do is tell us the names of the five celebs. Cash is all yours.
Newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. Here they are.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
Morning, Katie.
Morning.
Now, you're in for a big day because you're taking your daughter to go see JoJo Siwa tonight.
Yeah, probably should have thought about that and got the grandparents to take her instead, but no, that's fine.
You're going to have the time of your life. A lot of screaming kids out there, jumping up and down. The colours the kids are going to be wearing.
Yeah, my daughter's face is definitely going to make it all worth it for sure.
Hey, Katie, I've got a great idea. If you're not feeling it, you don't want to go, you should see the look on Jade's face now. Let her take your daughter.
I actually do believe
it. They never will come home. They'll be distracted by all the colours.
Colours. Yeah. JoJo Siwa is pretty cool. I've watched some of her stuff. Her songs are catchy.
She's got so much energy, and I swear to God, my daughter siphons it from me, so, oh man, I'm going to need all the help I can get.
I'm just reeling from the fact that Jade's nearly 34 and sits at home by herself watching JoJo Siwa videos.
She's like, hey, I'm JoJo Siwa!
I feel like JoJo Siwa is Jade's spirit animal. I just did a Google because I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
And now I see the pictures, it's like, oh, it's a younger Jade.
Yeah, you got to watch some of her, watch her on YouTube, she's full on, hey. She's next level.
All right, Katie.
And then she'll have a microphone, so, oh, my goodness.
Let's win you some money, Katie. Who do you think the celebs are?
I'm going to guess two of them. Will Ferrell and Juliana Rancic.
Sorry, okay. Katie. Enjoy, doll. Thanks, and have fun, and have some patience with tonight.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Greg, hello, mate.
How are we going this morning?
Oh, we're doing good, mate. How are the tools this morning? Greg the painter, of course.
Yeah, well, we're just prepping another new house, another one, another day, another dollar.
You know what's annoying when you paint? The prep. I know it's the most important part, but there's nothing worse than sitting there sanding a door frame, is there, Greg?
Yeah, we're filling 15,000 nail holes.
Yeah, you would get overfilling the holes, but I like it. I love using wood putty. And
you love filling holes,
I love filling holes.
Just love the feeling of it, Sarah.
I do.
All right, Greg, who do you think the celebs are?
Well, I think I've got number two. I think it's Michael Douglas.
Sorry.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for calling the show,
thanks,
mate.
Thanks for that.
It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars, get cash for your car today. That's us done for another day, guys.
Done and dusted.
Yeah. Coming up next, 105 minutes commercial-free music with Geordie and, of course, these songs on the way. Yeah, some Medusa coming up in less than 10 with Piece of Your Heart. One of the biggest songs of last year, of course. And Jessica Mowboy. What do you think of Jess Mowboy? Do you like her?
I don't know. No, I like her, but I sort of got a little bit turned off for her slightly when I found out about how she was meant to sing at the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, the shoe tantrum.
And there was a big tantrum she had and she didn't go on stage and perform, but I don't know what else. I don't know the full story, but I was like, oh, I don't...
You're off of because of
well,
that.
Well, just still perform without shoes.
Yeah.
Just don't ruin it for everyone else.
That's
just
a good point.
Sing the Australian anthem. Like, no one cares what you're wearing.
That's true. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. And don't forget, tell us how we're doing with the music, newfm.com.au. You can rate the music now. Takes less than 10. You can pick yourself up a $500 Westfield guitar at Shopping Spree. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos.